Hey there, Stoic Seekers. Avery Hart here, your daily dose of resilience and balance. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of past grievances? You know, those grudges, resentments, that simmering anger towards someone who wronged you. Well, today we're diving into the powerful practice of forgiveness, not because it's always easy, trust me, I get it, but because it's an absolute game changer for your emotional well-being. We're talking about unlocking freedom, finding peace, and honestly becoming a way cooler version of ourselves. So buckle up, grab a cuppa, and let's unlock the secrets to cultivating forgiveness, one stoic step at a time. Let's be real, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It just hurts you more in the long run. Forgiveness isn't about condoning someone's actions, it's about taking back your power, releasing those toxic emotions that are weighing you down, and choosing to heal. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First up, understand that forgiveness is a process, not an event. It's not about magically forgetting or condoning what happened. Think of it as a muscle you're training. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. So be patient with yourself, there will be ups and downs. Second, remember that forgiveness is for you, not them. We often get caught up thinking it's about making things right between us and the person who hurt us, but the truth is, it's primarily about freeing ourselves from the emotional burden. It's about saying, I choose to let go of this anger so I can move forward with clarity and peace. Third, empathy can be your secret weapon. Now, this doesn't mean excusing bad behavior, but trying to understand the person's perspective can sometimes help break down walls of resentment. They might have their own baggage, insecurities, or struggles that contributed to their actions. It's not about justifying what they did, but understanding their story can create a space for compassion and ultimately forgiveness. Fourth, practice gratitude. Sounds weird, right? But focusing on the good things in your life, big and small, can shift your energy away from bitterness and resentment. Gratitude is like a mental reset button. It reminds you of all the beauty and abundance that surrounds you, even amidst challenges. Remember, every day is a gift, and choosing to focus on the positive can make a world of difference in how we navigate difficult emotions. Finally, don't be afraid to seek support. Sometimes, working through forgiveness on our own can feel overwhelming. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or consider therapy. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who poured her heart and soul into a project. She worked tirelessly, pouring every ounce of energy into making it perfect. When she finally presented it, one of her closest friends gave her lukewarm feedback, criticizing things that Sarah felt were her strengths. Sarah was crushed. Her feelings of betrayal and anger simmered for weeks, affecting not just her art but also her relationships with others. Think about how the scenario could play out in your own life. Have you ever experienced something similar? How did those emotions affect you? Maybe it was a friend who broke a promise, a coworker who took credit for your work, or even a family member who let you down. The key here is to recognize that while the initial hurt is valid, holding on to anger only keeps us stuck in the past. Sarah realized that letting go of her resentment wouldn't erase what happened, but it would free her to move forward with creativity and confidence. She started practicing gratitude for her supportive community, focusing on the positive aspects of her art journey, and even sought feedback from mentors who encouraged her unique style. So remember, forgiveness is not about forgetting or condoning. It's about choosing to heal, to set yourself free from the emotional baggage that weighs you down. It's a courageous act of self-love and it takes practice, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. By embracing forgiveness, you open the door to inner peace, stronger relationships, and a more fulfilling life. Remember to take these key takeaways with you. Forgiveness is a journey, not an event. It's about releasing anger for your own well-being, understanding different perspectives, practicing gratitude, and seeking support when needed. So go out there, start letting go of what's holding you back, and embrace the power of forgiveness. And as always, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep on cultivating your calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.